reel three. And so you were explaining about the difference between where you were when you were at action stations and sort of like normal.
Well, if you were on watch in the boiler room or engine room, you were at an action station, the damage control station, which was an action station. Well, the first I went on action station was in a magazine, and we handed the shells and the cord out, up to the guns above. Yeah.
Because I've seen that on the HMS Belfast,
yeah.
And that's something.
Yeah, then you used to come into the handling room, you used to open the chutes, and you used to open the toilet.
God. Was it something like hydraulics
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
Gosh.
You put cordwood in one shell and the other. And that used to hose the cordwood up and have the shell up and put it straight in the breech. And
gosh.
And then
that was your action station?
One of them, yeah.
Right.
And when that first time there was guns firing.
Could you hear it from where you were down there?
Yeah, oh.
Really? It swayed over?
Guns firing. Sort of broadside, you know.
God.
Well, not so much broadside, that heck it was.
Whereabouts on the ship was that?
That's right aft. I was the aft.
Oh.
After the turret.
Right.
And then if I wasn't on there, I'd be on damage control, which was on the port side, just below the forecastle. And damage control was firefighting and shoring up any leaks or anything,
right.
if at all possible.
Right. And so that was your particular...
Yeah, that was your places I used to do, yeah.
Right. Well, was there a group of you, or say two
oh,
or three
yeah,
of you
yeah,
who
yeah,
had to do...
Yeah, six of us there.
Right.
Most of the engine room branch were all damage control, really. Because the other branches have their own things to do, like the ship right and the shoring up, and which we used to help with. Firefighting.
Did you have like regular damage control drills?
Oh yeah.
And you had like regular meetings to discuss what you would do.
Yeah. You knew what, because you did that in your sort of basic training, what you did on board ship if anything happened like that.
Standard procedure.
Extinguishers and fire pumps and all that sort of thing, and what to use on different fires.
Right.
And then, Petty Officer Kennard, he was with me when we were there.
Gosh. Gosh. And he survived all right?
Yeah, I didn't see him go. I didn't see anybody leave where I was. I don't know why. But when I turned around, there was nobody there except me, and I thought, there's something wrong here. So, I went up the ladder and scrambled over the other side and then onto the rolling shock right next to the padre.
Father Wright?
Yeah, is that what he's done?
Yes! Yeah, do you remember what he looked like?
Not really. Well, I stood there next to him. He said, God bless you, my son.
Gosh. He became the Vicar of Romford.
Did he?
Yeah, became Canon Wright.
Must be dead now, I should think.
Yes. Because
yeah.
he was in his 80s in the
well, he's an old man,
60s, 70s.
He was old man to me then.
Really?
Well, I suppose he was in his probably 40s, something like that, you know, which was an old man to a 20-year-old, wasn't he?
Right. What sort of man was he? Did you know him?
Yeah, I used to go to church.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Was there a chapel on the spot?
Yeah, you thought in the recreation room.
Oh, right. Not a particular,
not
chapel,
particular
sort
chapel.
Of, but in the recreation
yeah.
room. Oh, right. And we used to have
yeah,
communion. And,
yeah.
Right. Gosh.
Yeah.
So, okay.
See, what the trouble was when we were hit, it hit the generators. And we were nearly all electric. Fire appliances were nearly all electric. Not all of them, the majority. And we were stunned after the extinguisher the fire, that was it. And that's
do you think
fire.
Right. You think there should have been some sort of backup to
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Too much reliance on...
on electricity.
Right, right. Okay. Okay, so just to clarify, when you were not at action stations, you'd be...
Well, when we were not closed up, you mean?
Right, yeah.
So just ordinary seagoing.
Right.
Where you'd be on your best day.
Right.
Yeah. But if you were in a volatile area, you'd be closed up action stations anyway.
Right. And that would be like loading the...
Yeah, well, you'd be there ready too. Mm. And you'd be closed up damage control.
Right.
You know, it'd right. probably, I forget what they used to say now.
Well, depending on what order you
were
given.
Yeah, what a volatile it was, really.
Gosh.
You know, if it was sort of immediate, then you'd be closed up fully action stage.
Right. Wait, because on the... in that document, ADM 11592A, at the Public Records Office, the captain talks about Spartan being given a red air raid warning ANZIO, something like that. Were you aware of,
yeah.
of like, red warnings and white warnings? Were you told?
No.
So how would that information get down to you, then, if there was if you had to close up at action stations? Would there be, like, a bell rung? Right.
Yeah, the klaxon, like bell klaxon.
Mm.
That would go and you'd close up, and then you'd probably get a bit of a commentary of what was going on if you were below decks, and then all you'd hear after that would be, you know, when you closed in action stations.
Right. Before Spartan set off from that, when you first joined her, why was she at Malta? Was she re-ammunitioning?
Well,
she
was Naples.
Naples, where you joined her.
Yeah.
You joined her at Naples.
Yeah.
Sorry, getting mixed up. Was she re-ammunitioning?
Yeah. Refueling.
And refueling. Mm. And did you know when you joined her where she would be going? Were you told?
Not to get on there.
Where she would be, right. So... how were you told where she would be going? Did the captain sort of line you all up and address you?
Yeah, come up with the address system, captain speaking.
Right.
Yeah, we're at sea, I can tell you where we're going. That sort of thing.
Right. Right. So you had to be at sea before he would...
Yeah.
Right. Right. And, right. Sorry. Right. Would you say that Spartan was a happy ship on the whole?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that depended on your circle?
On the immediate group of people who on your most equity you were working with, really.
Mm-hmm.
But we were okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was an efficient team?
Oh, yeah. Well, very efficient, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, right. So when you were... working. Did you have like slightly different jobs to do, or were there two of you doing the same job, or were they slightly?
When you're at sea, you were.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, usually when you're at sea, I was in the boiler room.
Yeah.
And I was with another stoker on a boiler. There was two boilers in the boiler room we were in, and we'd be on one.
Mm.
And the petty officer, as soon as the signal came down, he'd signal to you what he wanted. So the signal came down then from half speed to full speed. He'd probably put three fingers up, which meant you lit three more burners on the boiler, which would turn it on, push it in and out to ignite on three of them. And then you've got more steam.
Right. Right. How many newly trained men were there to older, more experienced men? Was there quite a mixture, or was it...?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've got your senior ranks. I'm not talking about officers, I'm lower there. You have your petty officers and chief petty officers of whatever branch you're in. Leading hands. Leading seamen of each branch, you know, and on every mess deck and it's totally their state that was leading and handing the charge off him. So whether you're there in the engine room or anywhere like that, you'd have a leading hand or a petty officer in charge of you, and you'd be put in your right what to do and when to do it. And yeah, a lot of them were time-serving men, you see.
Mm. Did you have a nickname?
Did I?
Mm.
Well, Buzz, they used to call me Buzz.
Buzz?
Buzz, but, yeah. Oh. Buzz, we see.
Do you remember any of the others' nicknames?
Oh, one is Weller, we used to call Desert Rat, because he was in the siege of Tobruk, and he was a Desert Rat. So, and we used to call him that. Chief Petty Officer Miller, he looked after the water, he called him Dusty. And one chap named White, he called him Chalky. The usual thing, you know.
Yeah.
Clark was Nobby, and but all that sort of thing, you know.
Was there more senior officers approachable and helpful? Like
I always say any officer you could approach in the proper manner.
Yeah.
I was never rebuffed. Mm. You know, if you did it in a proper way.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank you, dear.
Thanks a lot.
Mind a lawyer.
Thank you. Did you ever meet up with the captain? Did you ever have cause to sort of talk to him?
The only time I had anything to do with him, it was when he gave us a talk on the Winchester Cannon after we picked up.
Oh, what was that all about?
Well, we all mustered in the, on one of the decks there.
Mm.
And he told us that all ratings were going home, all lower deck were going home to go back in the pool, and all officers had got to stay in the Mediterranean to go in the pool there for other ships.
Right.
That's the only time he spoke to us. Well, he spoke to me anyway.
Right.
And right. He cried his eyes. I can see him there crying.
The captain?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But was he a nice man? Was
well,
he?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So he was very upset
problem,
about...
Wasn't
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Gosh.
Yeah.
Because some people say that he was... But the regime on Spartan was difficult for them. I suppose it depended where you worked and who you were with and everything. And they'll call the captain certain names and things. But he came across as a decent chap.
Well,
to
he did, yeah. He's treated you fine, didn't he?
Yes.
But a lot of these people that complain about the way they were treated.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, they brought on themselves, didn't they?
So why was the captain upset as a direct result of Spartan, everything that had happened?
The men that was lost.
The men that was lost.
Yeah.
Was he speaking of them when he...
Oh, yeah.
What did he say? Do you remember what he said about
them? Well, I know he just said that the all lower deck were going home and the officers were staying.
Mm.
But it didn't turn out that way in the finish, did it?
No. Hmm. And did he say any words about the loss of the ship?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Well, everybody was sorry, weren't they?
Of course, yeah. And did you have any contact with any other senior officers? Like, I think it was Jock Gray.
Oh, the engineer officers.
All right.
They were always about with us, because that was their brother.
Mm. Do you remember any of their names, of the more senior officers?
Not on the
aircraft,
not on the Spartan.
Mm. Do you remember the navigating officer on Spartan? I think his name was Morrow, John Morrow.
No.
Do you remember Jock Gray, who was the gunnery officer?
No.
Right.
So we had nothing to do with him.
Right, no. Yeah. But you remember the Padre?
I remember the Padre, yeah.
Did you ever go and see him for a chat in his cabin or anything like that?
No, we used to go to church on a Sunday.
Mm.
That's the only time we saw him, unless he came down onto the best deck to have a chat. Sometimes we'd have a walk about.
Because I think Di Williams said that or somebody said that he used to organise games to keep morale up. Do you remember
that?
Oh, yeah,
your padres do that.
Oh, really? It's part of their sort of pastoral care.
A bit later on, I'll tell you what that, the padre was like under the Aurora.
Oh, yeah, right.
Not on there.
Right. Did the captain ever come round and inspect the, where you were?
Not when I was there.
Oh, right. Okay. Do you ever remember any visitors to the ship? Any VIPs or entertainers or anything?
No, nothing like that.
Because somebody said that the Winfred Vaughan Thomas was on Spartan, the BBC war correspondent.
Yeah. Well, he may be.
So
but I wasn't on there, I'm sick.
Right, yeah. And the film of From Spartan was taken by the cameraman Morley. So do you remember seeing a cameraman on Spartan at any point?
Well, most of the time, below decks, he wasn't
in
there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, sorry. So, when you were doing your normal job, when you weren't at action stations, what sort of clothing would you have to wear? Would you have to wear protective
clothing? Well, we were in body suits all the time.
Right.
And, which were comfortable, not too hot, and they recommended you to wear that. Good in case of fire. Mm. Cover as much skin up as possible.
It was far a real hazard. You had to be... Everything you did, you had to be aware of safety. And so what could possibly go wrong with what you were working with to for a fire to happen?
Well, it's always happened where there's fire, doesn't it? And if you were down in the boiler room and somebody came through that airlock and they operated it properly, instead of the fire going into the boiler, you used to get a backflash.
Gosh. Did that ever happen?
No. But it can't.
Right. And when you were at action stations, did you put anything else on?
Oh, yeah, we had anti-flash gear on.
Right.
That was like, you see the racing drivers, well, it was just like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So why did you wear that when you were at action stations?
Well, because then you're more likely to get fire then.
Right.
Just ordinary sea going, ordinary sea running.
Right. Right. It wasn't that you were using different equipment.
No.
It was the same equipment, but more of a danger because...
Yeah.
Say if you were hit, you might get blowback from it or something like that. Okay. Right. Oh, do you remember what you kept in your locker? In your mess.
In the mess?
Yeah. Because was your locker in the mess? Or was your locker...
Our own personal locker.
Yeah, your personal locker.
Or your spare gear. Your personal gear. Sort of things that you... parents have given you, or your friends have given you to go away with, and just your uniform, spare uniform, and there wasn't any room for much else.
So you just had the one locker for everything.
Yeah.
Right. But what was the food like on Spartan? You remember it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was great. When you consider you got all those men on a small area like that, and you only got one galley to do all the men.
Mm.
I don't mean the officers, but all the men. And you've got a pancake up there as well. And we had white bread, which nobody did here. And yeah, it was great.
Do you remember any particular meals that were your favourite that you could
roast pork.
Ooh. Could you go around for seconds?
No, there wasn't enough of that.
Oh dear, but that was
you could guarantee if it was rough and you were feeling a bit queasy, there was Sunday you had roast pork for dinner. And you get these old boys that have been in donkey years. They used to get a long bit of fat like that, and they'd say, "How are you feeling? Oh, a bit queasy. Well, you watch this, that will put you right. Now, don't get spat up like that, now fill the guy on. That was it, you were gone."
Did you ever feel seasick?
Often seasick.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
How did you cope? I mean, if you were down below sort of thing.
You had a bucket.
Oh, my goodness. So you couldn't go out for a stroll or for a bit of fresh air or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Did you have any favourite puddings? Do you remember any?
Yeah. Manchester tart. Do you know what that is?
No. No.
You do, don't you?
Mm.
That's a jam tart, so you make it in addition with jam and custard on top.
Right. Gosh. Gosh, do you remember what the cook was like on Spartan? Did you ever see?
Yeah, they were all right.
Yeah.
You had to take it in your turns preparing vegetables, you see.
Yeah.
And you take it up to the galley, and they number would be on the tray, and then it was there when you fetched it in at lunchtime.
Do you remember the head cook's name? Or
no.
Or any of the other cooks?
No.
Do you remember what the floors on Spartan were like? Were they tiled? Were they like the sort of lino tiles? Or
no, not like that. It was steel plate.
Right.
And some of them were covered with a sort of synthetic lino sort of stuff, you know. Not all, because of fire hazard.
Right. And what sort of colour would it be? Or
I remember right, it was sort of a grey-green, if I remember right. What there was of it.
Right. Gosh. So, what were the bathing areas like, or shower areas? Or bathing areas?
Well, you've got wash basins.
Yeah.
And hot and cold water. And showers.
Right. Where was your shower area?
During the mess day.
Oh, right.
Well, say this was the mess day, then your shower block was in there. Mm.
And on the ship, where would that be?
Well, we were on the starboard side.
Right.
But the side, we only had the one toilet block, not the toilet block, the shower block, for the whole mess day. It was ample.
Right.
Well, the toilet block was up a bit higher.
What were the heads like?
Well, the same stable block. Half doors.
Really? Half doors?
Yeah.
Gosh. Right, so what was the general health of your division?
Oh, very good. Very good.
Did anyone ever have to go to the doctor for it? You know, did anyone get taken in?
Most of it was athlete's foot or things like that, you know, sweat sores and all that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, toothache.
Right. Did you get very sort of hot and sweaty where you were?
Yeah.
It was a bit.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. So what was the ventilation
like?
It was okay, but it was just
very. Yeah, but you see, when you were closed up, action stations, most of that was cut off.
Was it?
Well, because of fanning fire.
Oh, goodness. So when you were at action stations, you got really hot and tired and sticky and. Gosh.
They had to take every precaution they could to put down any fire risk.
Mm. Did the sea or extremes of climate affect you?
Not really.
You used to get a bit seasick?
Well, I jumped in and bloody cold.
Oh dear. Mm. So how did you keep your clothes in good repair?
Do it ourselves.
Oh.
Every Wednesday afternoon you used to get what you call a making mend, if you weren't at sea. And that was down your socks and doing any showing they want to do and all that sort of thing.
Did the ship
washing and you did your washing
Dobie.
When you could go. I didn't say that.
Oh well, I learned at Ernie Raylands. They told me that it was Dobie in there.
Ernie didn't come this time, did he?
No.
He was going to hospital on the Sunday.
Yeah, I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
I have to get in touch.
You know, yeah.
Yes, yeah, very dry sense of humour.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. So, was there a barber's shop on Spartan?
Well, I think anybody who's a good barber, who's got the hair, they think they could have a pair of scissors.
You just used to sort of do it yourself.
It cost you 6 months, didn't it?
Oh! Oh, right. And did you ever grow a beard?
No.
Were you allowed to grow a beard?
Oh, you're late, but I never did. Yeah.
Mm. You didn't fancy the idea of the wind whistling through your whiskers.
No.
Right. Did you have your photo taken at any time when you were on Spartan?
No, not once.
Not once?
No.
God.
No.
Right. So when you're off duty, what could you do?
Well, on the ship.
On the ship, yeah.
That was the recreation room. Mm. That's a bit of a library. there are always games you could play.
Provided by the ship, sort of thing.
Yeah. Gambling was prohibited, but it used to be done with pencil and paper, then cough up afterwards.
What would you gamble on? I mean, what?
Oh, cards.
Oh.
play solo a lot. Good game. You can make a lot of money, you can lose a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever lose a lot or win a lot?
I played today and I didn't. Well, what was I doing?
Did you make a lot of money?
Oh, no, you don't make a lot. You, on a good session, you probably make a couple of quid, perhaps.
Well, that's quite not bad, yeah.
Well, then again, on a bad session, you could lose all.
So, were any forms of entertainment provided, like films or music?
Well, not when I was up there.
Right.
Oh, films they used to get, yeah.
Oh, do you remember any that you saw?
No, because I was on there long enough, it was too young that we went up there.
Right. Gosh, no, there's no time for films there.
You know, it was
no, right. Okay.
You know, mm-hmm.
Did you have any contact with the Royal Marines at all? Did you ever see?
Not on there, I think.
Right, because... Right. Were you able to listen to the wireless? Could you hear
music? Oh, yeah, they had a radio going in there.
So
yeah.
You could hear music and the BBC World Service?
Right,
or
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could hear that.
That was all right. Do you remember, I think Les Turner used to do, like, from the SRE room?
Yeah.
Did he do it on Spartan? He used to play records in...
Oh, no. Well, you know Les, don't you?
Okay, so how did you manage to write home and keep in touch with people at home?
When you wrote a letter, it had to go in the ship post office, and every letter was censored before the ship. And sometimes it was a bit scottish, you know, but you were very careful what you put in anyway, because your life was at stake as well as the community hall. So you were always sort of fairly careful what you did put in.
Do you remember what the post room was like? I mean, did you?
The what?
The post room. Did you?
No, I never got there. Just a letterbox and put it in.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. What happened when the mail, when you received mail?
Oh, well, then the postie, usually a marine, would go and collect the post. Then they'd sort it into different mess decks. And then they'd bring it down onto the mess decks and call the name and people used to collect it. Well, it was very erratic. You know, you'd probably get a letter that was written 3 days ago. And the next one you had probably 2 days later, it had been posted 6 weeks before.
Right.
You know, it was just for they called a plane or a boat or whatever.
Mm. Do you have any letters left over from when you were on Spartan or from that time at all?
No.
Okay.